Okay, with apologies for the one-day hiatus between Rosh Hashanah and this morning, the 4th of Tishrei, the day following Tzom Gedalia, the 22nd of September. We're starting now Mizmor Kuf Yud Tes, which is famous in Sefer Tehillim for being the longest Mizmor, the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, with 8 psukim representing each letter, so 176 psukim. An eightfold acrostic, and the Radak has a beautiful introduction to this Mizmor, and he just writes the following, and I thought I would begin by quoting from it before we cover a letter Aleph for the day, and our plan will be to do one of the letters of the alphabet each day. So HaMizmor Hazeh, the Radak writes, Nichbad Me'od, it's very honored, V'chibro David al Shmona Aleph Bet, and it's an eightfold acrostic, each letter has 8 verses. In the Radak is an entire explanation why 8 psukim and not 7 and not 9. V'chol pasuk, etc. Yeshbo derech, o Torah, o Eidos, o Pikudim, etc., etc. It has all these fundamental things. And these are the various ve'ela hamilos heim chiluke kol ha-Torah. So basically what the Radak wants to explain is that this Mizmor Tehillim really has to be understood as almost sui generis, not just in terms of its structure, which is, but in terms of its level of fundamental and foundational substance. All of the critical issues are really addressed here. So in terms of letter Aleph, I think what's so striking about it, it's about intensive commitment to a detailed observance of mitzvos. You know, we have 613 mitzvos in the Torah. We have so many other halachos that are midaraisa that aren't counted as separate mitzvos, and thousands of mitzvos of derabanan. And very often it becomes challenging for us to observe each and every last detail. But the truth of the matter is that it goes beyond just the difficulty. There are some people, you know, in other certain quarters, there's a kind of an antinomian streak to it. Certainly this was the root of early Christianity, which see somehow law and spirituality as in tension with each other. And while we could recognize that there might be a difference between the two, we don't really acknowledge the conflict. And what the letter Aleph is about here in this Mizmor is about how this rigorous commitment to observance of mitzvos in fact leads one to a life of profound spirituality, if that is one's intention. Ashrei tmimei darech halchim mitaras Adonai. Ashrei notzvei edotav, those who guard Hashem's edot, one of the types of mitzvos, b'chol lev yidrashu. The Radak explains, people who are doing it with a total and fulsome commitment without any ulterior motive, ashrei notzvei edotav, those who guard with all of their power, with all of their being, the mitzvos, aflo, falu, avla, doing in Avera is inconceivable to them. Their goal is to be able to understand and to implement each and every mitzvah, b'chol diktukeha, b'chol pertoseha, b'chol kaloseha, b'drachav halacho, they follow Hashem's Torah. Atatzi visa pikudecha, you gave these commandments, lishmor ma'od, that have to be guarded with the greatest degree of care. Achalai, it is, like we read this morning, Vayichal Moshe, or yesterday in Tzom Gedalia, as Pnei Hashem Elokav, to yearn, Achalai Yikonu Drachai Lishmor Chukecha. David HaMelech yearned for this level of punctilious, fastidious, rigorous observance. Az lo evosh, and only then will I not be embarrassed, Be'abiti al kol mitzvosecha, because if I know that I'm falling short and I hear about the mitzvah of Sukkah or Lulav or Yom Kippur or whatever it is, any daily mitzvah, I'll be somewhat embarrassed that I might not be implementing it to the fullest extent of the halacha, dotting every I, crossing every T, every jot and tittle. Odcha b'yosha levav, and I will express gratitude to you, b'lamdi mishpatei tzidkecha, as I study your mitzvos with the intent of full implementation. Eschukecha eshmor al tazveni ad me'od. So the Radak says, what's this al tazveni? When I observe your mitzvah, so God, do not abandon me in my quest to fully implement your mitzvah. So I would like to offer a different interpretation. Eschukecha eshmor, Hashem, when I observe your mitzvahs in this fashion, with an attempt to do so, with an utter attention to detail, Al tazveni ad ma'od. It's then that I can say, when I do not abandon you, God, and I do not, in any sense, sort of go about the mitzvos in a half-hearted way, but as we said before, ashreinu tzrei yedotav b'chol lev yedishruhu lishmor ma'od, when I guard the mitzvos in that fashion, al tazveni, then I'm filled with the sense of divine presence. So it's not that law and spirituality are in conflict, God forbid, but the highest degree of punctiliousness when it comes to the law, lishmor ma'od, b'chol lev yedishruhu, with a total commitment, then al ta'azveni, then Hashem's presence is felt even more. And especially this time of year, when we seek the presence of Hashem, as panecha Hashem avakesh, we're all seeking God's presence so intensively in these days. So the idea that we do so by fully committing to each and every mitzvah, and each and every mitzvah in the fullest sense of the term, this is a uniquely Jewish perspective about the role of halacha and the role of mitzvos in giving us a sense of the numinous of the divine presence itself.